to freeways, women's memories of Western Sydney. This interview is with Mrs. Marge Turner of Kingswood, and the date is the 21st of November 1991.
My name is Marjorie Turner, and I live at 61 Jones Street. I was born on the 25th of the 1st, 1929, and I was born in Penrith, in Belmore Street, near the station. I'm now married. I have been married for 43 years, and I'm Australian nationality. I did have three children. One has died. I live in this area for a long time.
Well, first of all, I'll ask you a few background questions. What kind of work did your father do?
My father was a woodcutter. His father had a sawmill and near the Kingswood station, and they cut wood for firewood, you know, and his mother had a coal and coke yard. Mm-hmm. And they lived in Penrith from 1922. Before that, they lived in the vicinity, St Mary's and Orchard Hills.
So you and your family have been here a long time?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, we have been a long time.
And you were born here?
Yes.
And over in Belmore Road, you
said? Belmore Street.
Belmore,
yeah.
Street.
Yes,
right.
Near Penrith Station, and I'm the eldest of seven.
Right.
My father's family had 14.
So when you were first old enough to remember, what were your impressions of the area then?
Well, it was a quiet place, and people were friendly. We lived in a street where everybody knew each other, and we didn't do lots of things. Friday night shopping and carrying the shopping home was an excursion just around the street. And we had visits to the city on occasions with my mother when she wanted to go shopping, and they were big excursions and very exciting,
mm-hmm.
going on the train and then riding the trams in Sydney.
And what was your house like that you lived in as a child? Was it a large house or...?
Well, the one that I lived in first was just the weatherboard place, and I can just remember that it was built in sort of two sections with the front rooms and then a little alleyway, and then over it covered in, and then you went into a kitchen in the back area. And my father had lots of vegetable plots, mm-hmm. in the yard.
So you didn't have to shop for veggies?
No.
Mm-hmm. And did your mother do the shopping at the local shops?
Yes,
in Kenneth?
She did. Yes.
And did she find that easier in those days, because they used to deliver a lot of things?
Yes, they did deliver. The grocer's shop would deliver your groceries if you just put your order in. And I found one of mine that I had after I was married, and the other day when I was going through some things, and it was 17 shillings and something, and he delivered that groceries to my
really?
House.
Really?
Yes.
You still got the old bill?
The mm. old docket, yes.
And so... As a child, when you lived in Belmore Road, was there much, many other houses around? Did you have neighbours?
Well, yes, there was houses on two sides of the street there, and right from the bottom end of the street to the top. And one of the houses up the top end had the nurse that was the... the old name they used to call for the nurse that came around when babies were born.
Oh,
because
yes.
We
midwife.
Were midwife, mm-hmm. yes. Her name was Miss Jones, and she attended all the ladies in our street and lots of the places around,
mm-hmm.
when they were having their babies. and six of my family were born at home before the last one was born in hospital.
So that was all before the big hospital was built, of course.
Yes.
Long before.
Yes. Mm. Oh, it was a long while before that, yes.
What were the medical services like generally?
Well, they were good, and the hospital was a very nice place. It's the first hospital we had is now, or I remember, is now Governor Phillip Hospital, and it had segregated places for infectious diseases. And I remember that our family had some infectious diseases, and we had to go into hospital when we were very young. My mother found out that my brother had diphtheria, and the two brothers were in the same room, so they had to go to the infectious ward for diphtheria. And I had a needle so that I wouldn't get diphtheria because I was the bigger sister. And the next week I got scarlet fever.
Oh dear.
So I was in hospital too.
All at the same time?
Yes.
The three of you?
Yes.
Mm. And you got good treatment there? And
yes, I can remember, you know, that my youngest brother, who was very little, was crying, but I couldn't go in to see him because I was in a different ward. But that was, he was a baby, and I understand that now. When I was a child, I didn't think that it was very good, but I mean,
after it had to be.
Yes,
yeah.
And when you get older, you learn that things are like that. Mm. You just can't do what you want to. Mm.
And as a child, did you go to school?
At Penrith,
Penrith Primary.
I went through from kindergarten to high school in Penrith, and the kindergarten's down in Henry Street, and then when you go to the big school, well, that was up on the highway. Mm-hmm. And the primary was on the ground floor, and the upstairs was the high school.
I see.
And that was the only school between Katoomba and Parramatta, and all the people from Doonside to Springwood came to that school. So that that same building that's there today without any other little ones around the yard held all the children that went to primary and high school.
And did you walk to school from home?
Yes. When I moved to Kingswood when I was 9, I walked to Penrith School for the rest of my school years.
That's quite a long walk, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, we didn't notice it in those days, though. We enjoyed the school, so we wanted to go to it, so we walked in there. And my grandmother lived right opposite the school, so we had her there right over the road when we wanted to go and visit her. We could on the way home from school.
And did you go on to high school after?
Yes, I went to third year for my school certificate, or intermediate it was then. And I sat for my intermediate, but I missed out by half a subject. And the headmaster kindly wrote me a note to let me know what had happened. But at that time we had a lot of illness in our family, and I had a lot of pressure on me because I was the eldest, and I had a lot of things to do other than study for my exams, and I wasn't always a good scholar, you know.
So after school, did you get a job when you left school?
I went to work first in the Christmas just before I turned 15. A friend got me a job at Parramatta in a Selfridges, like Woolworths it was, and I went down there to work, and I worked there for 2 years, and then I left there and came to St Mary's in factories, and then when I was 19 I was married.
Oh. So when you were married, did you move straight away into another home?
Yes, I shared a house with my mother-in-law then. I moved in with my husband's people.
What year would that have been?
1948.
Right.
And his mother was a widow, and we moved in with her till we could afford to save up for our own house.
Mm-hmm. And did you build your own house?
Yes, we did. We had a block of land alongside of his mother, and we built that. And it was a very small house to start off with, because that's all the money we had. Mm-hmm. My husband was in a cooperative building society, and so we borrowed money from that, and we built a 5-square house.
Mm-hmm.
And it had
How many rooms is that?
Well, it had a bedroom and a bathroom on one side, and a living room in the middle, and on the other side it had a veranda that we could close in for a bedroom, and a small kitchen. Mm-hmm. So
and the toilet was outside, I suppose.
Yes, the toilet was outside. Then later on, when the sewerage came, we added on the back another bedroom and a shower, and in the laundry, and the toilet next door.
Mm-hmm. And that, when would that have been in the 60s?
Well, that was about, yes, getting close to the 60s. Mm-hmm. Yes, we just finished it nicely in about 69, when the council decided that the area that we lived in was going to become flat area. So we had to look for another place to go and try and sell the house and get enough money to build another house.
And why was that? Because it was going to become too busy?
Yes, everybody was selling for, they wanted to build houses. We lived in First Street, Kingswood, and now it's all flats from, except for a couple of people that have stayed on in their houses.
Was your house demolished?
Yes.
Really? And you'd only just finished it?
Yes.
How did you feel about that?
Oh, I was very disappointed to start off with.
Mm.
But then we bought this block of land and had this house built and moved up here. So it was twice as far to go to the to the train and things, but anyway, it was. We thought it'd be a little bit quieter up here.
Yeah. And so, did you have children?
Yes,
fairly soon after you were married.
Yes, my daughter was born in 1950,
mm-hmm.
and my son was born in 55,
mm-hmm.
and then I had another son, born in 1959.
4 years.
Mm. Mm.
And did you plan to have those children?
I planned. We planned the first one
yeah.
to have it then,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't plan.
The others just
no.
happened.
Yeah.
Right. And so, what would your daily routine have been when the children were growing
small.
Up? Yes.
Well. I was the housewife, and I just done all the things. We didn't have any transport to go to Penrith, only the train. And I used to wheel the baby into to Penrith in the pram and do my weekly shopping and bring it home on the pram with the baby in it. And once a week that was done. And
you didn't have deliveries?
Well, yes, I did then, because that was when I found some of the things were delivered, and I'd bring some home. It was a bit awkward to get on the train because the pram was a big pram, and so I learned to walk. And by that time, my mother had left Kingswood and moved into Penrith, and I could walk past her house and drop in, and then go down the street, and then drop in coming back. So I had a sort of a halfway spot to stop. And all my brothers and sisters were growing up then.
And did you, did your mother help you look after the children if they were ill or if you were
at
ill?
At times, yes, she did. Yes, she helped quite a lot. And my mother-in-law that then lived next door to me, she was very helpful and helped look after the children. If we wanted to go out, she'd mind them. And so we were very fortunate to have her there.
And what about we've got off that subject. I'm asking you other questions. about your daily routine. You went shopping.
Right, yes. Well, just a little bit of gardening and the washing and ironing and those kind of things. I didn't belong to anything in those days, so it was just, that's all there were.
So you were kept busy looking after the children and cooking and...
Yes.
Yeah. Did you cook your preserves and jams and things like that?
Well, I didn't do a lot of that then. I learned to do that a little bit later because I had to have lessons. I wasn't...
Oh, did you?
I wasn't a real special cook, but I was just a basic cook.
Yeah. Was your mother a special cook? Or?
Yes, she could turn a hand to a lot of things and she was very helpful and very good at handicraft and crocheting and sewing and all those kind of things. I went to sewing lessons before I was married for a little while, of a night time, to learn those things. But then a lot of things I learned from my mother.
Mm-hmm. And what did the children do in their school holidays for recreation?
Well, we used to go into the beach one day, maybe, and that would be exciting, and then we'd get over that for a week, and perhaps there wasn't a lot to do in those days. They played cricket because the park was right opposite us, and we visited other people that we knew, and they played with their friends, and that there was no really organised things, you know, for them.
They made their own path,
yes,
really.
Yes. As the boys grew up, they played soccer because the soccer field was right across the road. My daughter liked hockey and she used to play that at school, and then she, as she grew older, got into a hockey club and to play hockey.
What did they go to the cinema or theatre or concerts or anything like that?
Not a lot, no. We didn't go to the... when we were first married, my husband and I used to go to the cinema a lot, to the pictures in Penrith. And But after the children came, well, we didn't go out so much because it's difficult. And they like their routines. Mm. They get very cross if they're out of them. Mm. So we didn't do that unless mother-in-law... and there was something special on, she'd mind them. Well, when the children were growing, they didn't go to the pictures a lot until they grew up to be teenagers and they wanted to go with their friends.
Mm. Then they went to the pictures, did
they? Then they went to the pictures, yes.
And did they go dancing and that sort of thing?
They didn't go dancing as much as we did when we were younger. We did have a hall down there opposite us, but that got pulled down, I don't know just when. Must have been in the 1960s or something that was pulled down. They didn't go to many dances at all.
It was more popular earlier on.
Yes.
It's coming back again now.
Yes, it is, yes.
And what were the shops like in Kingswood?
Well, there wasn't many shops. There was just a local, you know, just a shop for everyday things that you might run out of. And the post office was on the corner. And there was no hotel in those days. The hotel was built sometime late in the 50s, I think. And there wasn't any other shops. You had to go to Penrith for meat. Mm. And we did have a fruit and vegetable man that delivered to the house. So he came round once a week with the fruit and vegetables. No, there was only just a little corner store sort of thing, like there was two of them there.
And it wasn't very built up, so what was it like? Was it bush?
Oh,
all
yes,
around?
There was a lot of bush. Mm-hmm. There was bush from Bryngelly Road all the way up to where the hospital is now. except for that one house that's right alongside of the hospital in the front on the Western Highway there, just before you get to the lights. I remember that because when we used to go to the pictures and come home late of a Saturday night, I ran all that way home one night when I saw the Hunchback of Notre Dame. And yes, that was very thick bush all there. And there wasn't a whole lot of built-up area like there is along the highway or in any of the streets now. You would find maybe about five houses at the most in a big long street like Second Avenue or something like that.
So there was plenty of space around.
Plenty of space, and you could walk, and they used to chase rabbits, and some of the boys had guns and those kind of things in those days. The farms were over the hill here, but all this area was, well, we had a tannery on the corner down here, which was a bit smelly each afternoon when work was finished, but... after that closed in about the late 40s or 50s, yes, it must have been late 50s. Well, that was just land that you could run around on and have games, cowboys and Indians and those kind of things.
So your children enjoyed running around?
Yes, just getting out and hiding in bushes and playing games like that.
And what about the churches in the area? Did you find that they played much part in the social life of the community?
Well, yes, the church, the little church down on this corner, to which I belong, it had a big part in the community during the war because there were soldiers that went off to the war and we used to have dances and make up parcels and send to the soldiers. And so everybody knew everybody else and was friendly and helped each other and done knitting and all that kind of thing. And they were the social highlights of the town, of this, Kingswood. Penrith was a bit bigger and they had more churches in there, but all their little groups were, very homey type of people and cared for each other.
And it sounds as though you knew most of the people who lived around the area too.
Yes, well, that's right. When I used to take my daughter shopping down the street, you could walk down the street and say hello to everybody because they'd lived here a long time and they knew that you'd lived here a long time, so everybody knew everybody. And now we find that if we go down the street, well, sometimes you never see a person that you knew before, from the olden days, as we call them now.
And how does that make you feel?
Oh, well, it's all changed and you have to have change, but sometimes you miss the friends that you can sort of see and talk to. But then you're moving on, aren't you, and progressing in life.
What's the shopping area at Kingswood like now?
Well, it has a bigger shopping area. We even have a bank now. One of the shops we had before was sort of the newsagent. Well, we've got newsagents and bank and a butcher shop. And then we have a cake shop and a Chinese shop. And some other shops that keep changing all the time.
Still nothing like as big as Penrith.
No. It's still just a little sort of necessity shop that if you run out of things or it's close handy if you want to grab something.
So you'd still have to go into Penrith, would you?
Yes.
The main shopping?
Yes, you would.
And how did you manage your finance when you were first married and during your the 40s and 50s?
Well, we had to, pay off our loans, so we just had to have a budget and you put aside for all the things that you had to pay, and then spent whatever he had left on your food.
And who managed the household money?
I did. I pay most of the things. My husband pays for the car, and he pays for that. Since we've moved here, he pays for the house insurances, mm-hmm. the inside and the house, yeah. the contents and the house. And
did he give you his pay packet to
yes.
manage or
yes? Yes. Mm-hmm. And he'd have so much for his pocket money, mm-hmm. and then
give the rest to you.
Yes, we'd manage. Mm-hmm. To try and put aside for things and bank sometimes. It was a struggle for a little while because we'd borrowed money to build the first house for 22 2/3 years, and we just, like I said, had it paid off and got it just nice to live in when the council changed it to a flat area.
Mm.
So,
And what about employment? Did you work after you were married?
I worked for a little while at a factory in St Mary's, night shift, so that my husband and his mother could put the kiddies to bed, and then I'd come mm-hmm. home in the middle of the night when we were short of money.
Mm-hmm.
I'd done that for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And then occasionally I've had other cleaning jobs. I've helped out. While they were young, I'd clean up for somebody, and I'd get a little bit of money then. But other than that, I've never had a career in employment. You know,
you've been doing
mostly housework.
Your house,
yeah,
which is hard work enough, isn't
yes.
it? Yes. Yeah. And what about clothes? Did you make clothes for your children?
Yes, I made a lot of. Shirts and pyjamas and mm-hmm. things that were easy, sometimes dresses for my daughter. I made dresses for myself and helped to make the money go round.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband's been a truck driver most of his life. When we first got married, he was working in the stores in a factory in St Mary's, and then he left there and and he's been a truck driver all the rest of his time.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to go interstate and be away for maybe a week,
mm-hmm.
driving interstate. He'd done that for a while. And
how did you feel while he was away?
Well, it was all right because I had my mother-in-law mm-hmm. next door, somebody that I knew, and the children I managed quite well. Well, it's better for them to have a job that they like doing than to try and force them into something mm-hmm. that's...
Is he still working now? Or
he is mm-hmm. today and tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and then he's retiring.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So...
What about childbirth? Did you have your children all at the local hospital?
Yes. The first hospital, like I said before, was Governor Phillip, and I had my children over there. And the other one was built later after they were born.
And so what did you do for recreation?
Well, we often played tennis. When the children were small, we'd play of a night time sometimes, and they'd go with us. Perhaps my husband's truck, we could go in that, and we'd go into Penrith and play tennis in a social club or something mm-hmm. like that. We quite enjoyed that, and we had met quite a few friends over the years playing tennis like that. But other than that, we didn't have very much else to do.
And you went into the city occasionally, as
yeah,
you were saying.
Yes.
Did you go on any picnics?
Well, yes. We used to go on a picnic sometimes to Bronte Beach.
Oh, yes.
And that was always exciting. We'd maybe go once a year or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we we had a friend of my mother's that lived at the Spit in Balgowla, and we used to visit her sometimes too, and that was exciting. Mm-hmm. We'd go to her place and then all go to the beach that was below her house and that kind of thing. So it was all different to being out here in, in this area.
Yeah. And did you keep any animals?
Yes, when the children were little we used to have sometimes a pet sheep.
Oh, did you?
And we had dogs at numerous stages.
You didn't keep chooks or anything like
yes,
that?
Yes, I've had chooks over the years, and my husband's had pigeons all our married life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You've still got them, have you?
Yes, he's a pigeon flyer. He has homing pigeons, and he that's his hobby. Mm-hmm.